Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Hurricane Idalia reached land this morning along Florida's Big Bend region in Keaton Beach, north of Tampa. It's been downgraded to a Category 2 storm as it moves through Georgia. Governor Ron DeSantis is telling people in Florida to stay inside.
Wherever you are, hunker down and don't take anything for granted here. This is a very, very powerful storm.
More than 240,000 customers are without electricity in Florida. Daniel Brown at the National Hurricane Center says Idalia is still a threat.
We don't want folks to focus on the category. It's still producing extremely damaging winds across portions of North Florida.
In Tallahassee, power went out well before the center of the storm arrived. The government is downgrading its estimate of the economy.
The U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 2.1% in the second quarter, a slight acceleration from March, but lower than the Commerce Department's previous 2.4% estimate. Analysts say the economy has been slowed by the Federal Reserve's drive to tackle inflation with a series of interest rate hikes. Investment in housing, hurt by higher mortgage rates, fell in the second quarter. But the economy continues to show resilience. Growth in the nation's gross domestic product from April to June was driven by consumer spending, business investment at a strong 6.1% rate, and outlays by state and local governments. Jennifer King, Washington.
Russian officials and media reports say Ukraine sent waves of drones deep into western Russia in nighttime attacks. The Kremlin says deliberate wrongdoing is among the possible causes of the plane crash that killed Wagner Group mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin last week. The Capitol riot sentencing of former Proud Boys national leader Enrique Tarrio in Washington has been delayed a week because the judge in the case is sick. Japan's prime minister and three cabinet members ate Fukushima fish sashimi at a lunch meeting in an apparent effort to show that fish is safe following the release of treated radioactive wastewater from the Fukushima nuclear power plant. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutelle, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are moving higher in early trading on Wall Street, chipping a bit more away from the market's losses in August. Treasury yields fell early Wednesday after some weaker-than-expected readings on the U.S. economy and job market. The S&P 500 rose 0.3%. The benchmark index is coming off three straight gains, but is still down for the month. The Dow was up 151 points. That's about 0.4%. The NASDAQ was up 0.1%. HP sank 10% after cutting its profit forecast for the year. The Commerce Department lowered its estimate for how much the U.S. economy grew in the spring to an annual pace of 2.1%. That's below its previous estimate of 2.4% and also less than economists were expecting. The yield on the two-year Treasury note fell to 4.83%. Seth Soutelle, New York.
CNN has hired former BBC and New York Times chief executive Mark Thompson to turn around the struggling news network. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.